The Memorandum of Understanding established cooperative government-to-government relations for the benefit of the Sitka community as a whole when it was signed on July 11, 1998. City officials say it was the first of its kind in the state. Current and former city staff and tribal council members, along with many community members, gathered in Harrigan Centennial Hall on July 11th to recall how the memorandum was first developed and what it means to the community now. Gary Paxton, who was city administrator when the memorandum was signed, said the document represented both governments' commitment to collaboration.
The work with the APC, with the mill closure, and then eventually taking over Gavin's subdivision, moving the city shops. But all those things pale in comparison to the MOU.
Stan Filler, who was mayor at the time of the signing, said the document was one of the best things he was ever involved with during his time as mayor.
It brought us all together again, and that's the way it should be.
Tribal Council member Frederick Olson Jr. said that a strong working relationship between city and tribe shouldn't be taken for granted.
You know, this is rare. You don't have to have this kind of relationship between the city and the tribe, and often there is a relationship, and it's bad. You know, they're adversaries. And
Sitka Tribe of Alaska Transportation Manager Jerry Hope said the success of the memorandum is a testament to the hard work of the original writers and to those who have continued to invest in the relationship.
There are other tribal councils that have inquired and said, I heard you guys have an MOU. Can you send me that? And for whatever reason, it doesn't get off the ground and get traction in those tribal communities or those other municipalities. So it takes a perfect set of characters on both the tribe and the city assembly to craft that, but also to make it work.
The city and tribe have collaborated on a number of projects, including funding the paving of Indian River Road, establishing a child advocacy center, and creating a domestic violence prevention team. The governments also hold semi-annual meetings to discuss issues of mutual interest. Tribal Council Chairman Lawrence Woody Woodmark, who signed the memorandum 25 years ago, said that although the relationship has had bumps and bruises, it's altogether pretty solid.
Now we're partners with the city that I would never ever dreamed of.
Though the relationship may be tight-knit, there's always room for a little tension, at least about who's buying lunch. As city administrator John Leach said,
I can get Keith and Chair Widmark, which I think it's your turn to buy maybe Woody for our lunches, so I think two in a row, right?
The ceremony was followed by cake, and a citation was presented by Mayor Eisenweiss at the following assembly meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.